which didn't quite smother the sound of a whimper. And then the diamond dog's gazes zeroed in on me. They started to cross the bar toward my booth like an invading army. My stomach turned to stone. The approaching wall of stink bowled into me. I folded my hands into my lap, gently, so I wouldn't betray the indifference I hoped I had fixed on my face. Did they somehow know why I was here? "Hadley Hawthorne," the middle one said. "Fancy seeing you at all." The three of them looked so alike, but this one had painted her lips blood red. Claudia, I thought her name was. I didn't know the other two. Knowing the diamond dog's reputation, she'd probably kissed a bloodied corpse and then sucked out its eyeballs with a straw for a midnight snack. Hopefully, the other two had already eaten. Otherwise, tonight might not end with me passed out under the glow of my laptop like it usually did. Claudia quirked an eyebrow. "Mind if we sit?" Actually, yes, I did, but I didn't really have a choice. A cold sweat gathered on my upper lip, and I sat back and tipped my chin to the opposite side of the booth. They slid into the seat, Claudia first, the diamond adderns wrapped around their delicate wrists clinking against the table. The rest of the bar looked on as if our table was center stage. Smiley tiptoed up to us, her face drawn into a grimace, and set the wine and bowl of seeds in front of me with shaky hands. "Anything for you three?" she asked, avoiding their gazes. The air around the three of them wobbled, and Claudia, who sat closest to the wall, traded faces with the diamond dog in the middle. It happened so quickly, so fluidly, that I might have missed it if not for the subtle tick on their adderns. Must be nice to use magic for such important matters as switching seats. Claudia propped her elbows on the table and glared at Smiley. "Go away, witch." She scuttled off, and I wished I could too. "So, Hadley," Claudia said, "it's been 2 years since you last left your house. Of all the places to go quite suddenly, why hell here?" My muscles tensed. "You followed me?" Her red lips pushed into a firm line. "Why didn't you leave your house before now?" No point in lying. Might as well tell the truth. I could never decide if it was really worth it to put on pants every day to go out. I just knew when I woke up this morning that today was the day, but don't worry. There probably won't be any more special days like this. She narrowed her silvery blue eyes. "Why hell here?" I nodded to the wine. "They've got good piss. And yet you haven't taken a drink. Is that a crime now, too?" "No, I suppose not," she said, then lowered her voice. "We know more about you than you think we do, Hadley. We know you dropped out your junior year of school 2 years ago. We know you've been living all alone." A pause, then. "We know what happened to your family." My heart stuttered, and it felt like a kick to the ribcage. I forced a swallow, dragging all those memories back that threatened to surface and bubble up around me until I drowned. Back home, a place once happy and alive, those memories had died. I'd made sure of it. But here, out in the open, where they could sneak in raw and unprovoked at just the mention of my family, made me vulnerable. Weak. Something I vowed to never be again. Claudia leaned forward. "Why have you been hacking into the ISFA's computer system?" I sucked in a breath, one that coated my tongue with a hopefully believable lie. "I don't know what to tell you, ladies. You must have me confused with someone else, because when it comes to technology, I can count to monkey. Clearly, you don't know everything about me." The three of them sat deadly still, either attempting to gouge out my brain with their icicle stares or to decide if they believed me. Probably the former. Claudia gripped the edge of the table and white-knuckled it. Definitely the former. If they tried anything magical against me, I was shit out of luck. No witch ever had enough allocated power to duel with the Fae and win. They made sure of that by controlling our magic supply with our adderns. My addern read 1 on the dial in the center of the silver band. 1.